It's the Morning News Express, 635 at WFMD, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. You can also email us, Bob, at WFMD.com. Well, obviously, we all know that we've heard certain things about this family in Imesville, the Martin family, and their YouTube video, Daddy 05, and we've all heard the audio before.
Oh, my God!
Well, there is a different side to this story, and we're going to bring you that side this morning on a WFMD exclusive interview with the birth mother of some of the children. Her name is Rose Hall, and she joins us now. Rose, we appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And you have brought your lawyer with you. His name is Timothy Conlon. And tell us a little bit about, first of all, about you. Tell us where you grew up. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I grew up in Baltimore and then grew up in North Carolina. I've been living down there since 2005.
Okay. Now, you are the birth mother of how many of the children?
Emma and Cody.
Emma and Cody. Are they the oldest?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, close enough.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, tell me a little bit about those two kids. Tell me about, now, they are the father is Mike Martin then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Were you two married?
No, sir.
So, you weren't married. Did you have custody of these two children, Cody and Emma?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. And then he's had them, and of course you've seen the videos and stuff, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But tell me a little bit about the family situation and how it got to where it was, you know, that we all saw in the last couple of weeks, of course, because you're really not in the picture, I don't think, right?
I am now.
Okay, you are now, but tell me about how they were with the Martin family. How did they? How were those? How were your two children with them?
I called their father in 2014 to ask him to bring Cody up to Maryland for 6 months for a better doctor to help get him on the right medications. North Carolina doctors weren't doing so well with that, and I didn't want him to be drugged up.
Okay.
So I asked my ex, Michael Martin, the father of Cody and Emma, to help and bring him up here. He was supposed to come back after 6 months, but didn't happen. Emma continued living with me until December 1st of 15, and then they took her from me for no reason.
When you say they... took her, and Timothy, if you want to, you know, you're more than welcome to jump in if you want to. Who do you mean by they?
Mike and Heather.
Yeah, so what happened, as best I can understand...
Tim, can you talk into the microphone?
If I'm wrong.
Yes,
you left Mike because of a domestic violence situation, and you moved in with your parents, right?
Yes, sir.
And you took both kids.
Yes, sir.
And then there was, like, some extended period of time Mike didn't have contact with you or the kids or anybody.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what you're saying then is that you guys were a couple, there was some domestic issues, then you split up, you went home.
Yes, sir.
And so, but at that time, you had the two children.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then over an extended period of time, you thought it was best if Cody would benefit maybe from being with his dad, so you reached out to Mike and set it up where Cody'd go up here with us for 6 months. And Cody came to Maryland around June of 2015?
14.
Around June of 2014.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then around Christmas of 2014, Mike wasn't honoring the deal anymore.
Yes, sir.
Okay, were you able to get in touch with Mike then? I mean, were you able to have any kind of conversations with him and ask him, hey, look, you know, where's Cody? How come you're not bringing the kids back?
I tried.
What happened then? I mean, when you tried to reach out to him, I mean, you obviously, did you have his phone number? Did you know where he was?
Yes, sir.
Did you know he was living up here then, right?
Yes, sir.
And you knew his address?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And he just would not return your calls?
He quit letting me speak to Cody, quit sending me pictures, I did have him at Christmas in 14. Mm-hmm. That was the last week I spent with him.
What's that do? What's that? How does that make you feel as a mom when you can't see your kids? And generally, I mean, this is not something. Is this something that finally got into the court systems in a custody battle? And what did the courts say to you?
Not being able to see your kids anymore, mm-hmm. It kind of rips out your heart.
Now, Rose, you presented the court with respect to both kids. A custody agreement where the kids would principally be in the custody of Mike.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when Mr. Miller asked about they, who was the they and who? What other players, impacted on this?
Heather.
Okay. And
so that's the, that is that, I mean, in all purposes of, for our conversation, that's the stepmother.
Yes.
Okay, Heather Martin. And so you believe that maybe she had something to say about having the kids and not letting you have them back?
Yes, I did. I mean, yes, I do.
Okay. So, I mean, when you are able to talk to Mike and you're just saying, I mean, you know, I know you're nervous, but when you have that conversation and, you know, when you sit there and say, I mean, I just like, hey, I want my kids back. I mean, what did he say? Or did you just not have any conversations with him?
And lots of conversations with him.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't care.
He didn't care about your feelings, yeah. Or he just wanted the kids? And
he didn't care about my feelings or the kids' feelings. He just did what he wanted, like always.
Was he controlling over in this kind of a situation? Did he just feel like he had control over you and the kids?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a little break here. We got to step away for just a couple minutes. We'll have more with Rose Hall coming up on the Morning News Express. She is the birth mother, the mother of Cody and Emma. And, of course, we'll get to the whole video and where we stand now coming up on the Morning News Express, Free Talk 930, WFMD and WFMD.com. It's the Morning News Express. We have an exclusive interview with the mother of two of the children, Cody and Emma, on the Daddy-O 5 children, which we'll get to you. Everybody's seen the videos, everybody's heard the videos, everybody knows the story, but they don't know some of the backstory that actually that is a blended family. And in the studio with us is Rose Hall and her lawyer, Timothy Conlon, on the Morning News Express. And Rose, we were talking earlier, and you mentioned that that this family's there's five children total, but none of them are Mike and Heather's children together, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. So when talk about the struggles and the battles and whether or not you had battles with the court system or you tried to do this outside of the court system of trying to see your kids again. That to me is because generally when it comes to courts and it comes to children, they always seem to side on the mother. And it seems like in this case, the court systems did not, or did they, and he's just not lived up to the agreement.
I did try outside of the court system first.
Okay.
To be able to see Cody again. It didn't work.
And then did you go to the courts then after that?
I went to a firm in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I couldn't afford a lawyer, and I had them draw up some legal paperwork, and they kind of messed it up. I took it to court, and it was like I had custody of Cody, but the paper said I was going back for custody of Cody. So it was kind of hard and got messed up, and then Mike and Heather kind of took Emma next.
How did they take Emma?
They said some things that weren't true about me. Mm-hmm.
Like what? I mean, if you don't mind sharing.
That I was an abuser, beat my kids, I was a drug addict, I didn't take care of them, which that's not true. I proved that all that wasn't true.
So you did no history of drugs, no history of abuse?
Correct.
Okay. And so then, taking that and improving it, then how were they still able to get Emma from you then? But then the courts take Emma then, and because of the allegations that they said about you?
Mike was supposed to send Cody up to me for summer of 15, but he didn't honor his agreement, but I sent Emma up for Thanksgiving in 15, and why I sent her up here, I was visiting with family, and he had took her back down to North Carolina and got her to say a bunch of things down there to the court system, and they had got a emergency custody order. And they served it to me on December 1st, 15, and the police knocked on my door and took her. Papers said I was, the allegations were me throwing people through a ball. No food in the house, it was dirty and all kinds of stuff. I had an officer come back out the same night. He examined my body. I had no cut marks on me. The house was clean. There was plenty of food in the house. Emma had everything she needed in her room. Toys, clothes. Everything in my house is clean because I'm OCD. I like it clean. There was a tiny hole in the wall that was from the doorknob. Because one morning we were running late. She had field day and she didn't want to be late going to school. And she slung the door open and put a hole in the wall. But it wasn't a body hole like Mike and Heather said it was.
Do you feel the system's let you down?
Yes, sir, I do.
And so let's kind of jump forward a little bit then, if you don't mind. And that is, tell me about when you saw the Daddy O5 videos. When did you first find out about the videos that the Martins were producing in their home?
A mutual friend of me and my sisters said they saw my kids on YouTube. So I looked up my ex's old YouTube account. It wasn't under that one, so I kind of Googled his name, and I found him underneath Daddy O5. That was about 8 months ago, maybe nine, I'm not certain. As soon as I saw the first video, I called the sheriff's department in Williamson, North Carolina, and the officer who came out the night that they took Emma in 15, he watched the videos. He was actually crying watching the videos himself, and he was sorry that he took the kids from me, that he doesn't think that Mike Martin should have custody of the kids. And then I contacted the authorities up here, too. Nothing ever came about it at the time. They said they would look into it, but they never got back with me.
So tell me, as a mother, I mean, watching those videos, seeing what was happening to your kids, seeing the response from your children, what's that do to you as a mom?
Makes me very emotional, angry towards Mike and Heather. I don't think they should have any of the children. They seem to rub it in their faces so Mike doesn't get caught doing that stuff. He makes the other kids torment my kids and hurt them while he's in the background telling them what to do to Emma and Cody.
Now then, what have you done to... I've heard this off the air, I guess it was, and having a conversation with Diana Gibson that said that... that your kids, when they saw you, you went to their school to get them? What happened?
If I can, on Friday, this past Friday, 2 days ago, my office obtained for Rose an emergency order to turn her two kids, Cody and Emma, over to her.
Okay.
And then she went to the school, collected them on Friday. But there was also an incident that happened Monday morning that I think she wanted to talk about and that I think Diane wanted to talk about.
Alluding to.
So you had to take them back to school Monday. You took them.
Right.
Oh, yes, sir.
What happened? Were there people there?
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Were there people?
Heather Martin's mom and dad were there dropping off Alex.
Which is one of the other children?
Yes, sir. It's okay. The youngest. Emma came home yesterday and told me that.
Stop. Yes. So was Heather or Mike supposed to have any contact with the kids?
No.
Okay. Go ahead with whatever you want. Forgive me.
You're a lawyer.
Your show.
You're a lawyer. So what did they say? Because from what I was told, the children told you something that just had to rip your heart apart, from what I heard. That you abandoned them.
I think you're talking about Friday.
Oh, okay. Friday. It was Friday, yes, sir.
That's okay.
Emma was fine. She was happy to see me. Mm-hmm. Cody, on the other hand, it was his first time seeing me since Christmas of 14. He reacted badly, screaming, saying he hates me. That I was an abuser, that Mike and Heather told him that I didn't want him no more, that I threw him away.
Is that the truth?
No, sir.
Do you want your kids back? Do you want them?
Yes, I do.
Do you love your kids?
Yes.
Okay. So where do we stand now? Where do we stand? You know, who has the children right now?
We have them. Rose has them now. She's had them since the sheriff's, our Frederick County Sheriff's Department, who were great help, got the kids for her on Friday.
Yes, sir.
Like Friday the 28th. And you've had them since.
Yes, sir.
And yesterday you took them back to school at Kemptown in the morning.
Yes, sir.
And picked them back up in the afternoon.
Yes, sir.
And temporarily you're staying...
Somewhere.
Yes, sir.
What have you had conversations with with Cody and Emma? I mean, have you talked about the videos? Have you talked about... Because we saw them all on Good Morning America. We saw the parents on Good Morning America, Mike and Heather, saying, look, the tears were flowing, that we're not these people, that this was all about being YouTube famous and we wanted to be famous. Did you have those kind of conversations with your children and saying, was this all make-believe? Were you acting? Or was this in your minds real? What did they, when you had that conversation, what were they telling you?
Emma said it was real, that they were hurting Cody, that they told them to be quiet about it and tell them it was fake. They promised them toys if they would stay quiet. Cody, he has a lot of anger issues from them videos. Mm-hmm. He says he's ruined and that he's not going to be the same Cody that he used to be. I told him that we would get through this together with some family counseling and stuff.
Have you been able to, I mean, from the last time you saw him and what he said that you abandoned him and his anger issues, have you been able to repair some of that? I mean, in just the few days that you've had him back?
Yes, sir. I showed him pictures of all the goofy stuff. We used to make goofy videos together. I showed him them so he could remember, because at first he didn't remember anything. And when he saw the videos, he calmed down more. Mm-hmm. I gave him his necklace that he left with me when he went up there, the one he said he would get when he came back. I actually had the duplicate one of it in my pocket.
Oh, you do? We're talking with Rose Hall. She is the mother of Cody and Emma. And is their last name Martin? And yeah, okay.
Yes, sir.
Of Cody and Emma Martin, and who is Mike Martin's children, along with Rose Hall here. And where should this go? I mean, if we're taking a look, are you looking into a court battle, another custody battle? Are you afraid that the Martins are going to get your children back?
I am afraid that they're going to get them back.
Yeah, we're afraid.
Do they have, and I guess my next question, legality and legal question for you, Timothy, is in the court's eyes, they have custody of the children, or is it still joint custody?
In the court's eyes, as part of the temporary restraining order that's in effect now, Rose has full custody. There's no Maryland court order. The hope is that Maryland will take the temporary order we have now and morph it into a full-on court order. the Martins hired a, before we were ever involved, they hired a public relations firm and so forth. And it's a David against Goliath thing. I mean, while one lucky thing was, like, while they're on Good Morning America smugly telling their spin about kids have bloody noses and stuff, we're able to get the circuit court to give an emergency order, right? But they're gonna. I mean, if you watch the videos and the tenor of these people, they're and she can comment as to how they've been. You jumped off with the question, who's they? It's been a Wild West show.
Dude, let's see the necklace. Oh, there you go.
Tiger Pride. It was for a behavior program that he was proud on accomplishing and completing. Okay. Complete it.
So we're almost out of time. I know, sir. You guys have to go. So what would be the last thing you want people who are listening to this right now to take away from this?
That I hope I get the kids back and that they will be happy again and safe and not abused.
I don't even know what its location or address or like how you even say this stuff, but Rose has a GoFundMe page. Mm-hmm. I'm in the case pro bono, and friends and family here in Frederick, by that I mean people of our Frederick community, have just reached out to give her cash, set her up with a hotel, set her up with a taxi. So even without legal fees, she's got to pay for food for the kids and stuff. So if anybody could fund some.
Where is it? Because we're really almost out of time. It's a GoFundMe. I mean, is it just look under your name or?
They can find a GoFundMe on YouTube. Okay. Sorry, I don't have the web address.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll get it. We'll pass it on to people and
yes,
let
sir.
Them know. Well, we hope you the best, and I hope you know when it comes to this. You know, I kind of put parents' feelings aside, and I hope what happens to the children is best for the children. That's my hope. So, good luck in the future, and we appreciate you being here.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to WFMD